Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, joins us on the phone to chat about all of that and more. Jones, good morning. How are you?
Aaron, I'm doing great. Good to be back with you. And, yeah, looking forward to a busy weekend. Certainly a big game coming up tomorrow afternoon in Charlottesville. Carolina trying to keep that really positive momentum going on the football field. And excited to see number one ranked Tar Heels out on the basketball court. They were super impressive in a game that you certainly expected them to be dominant in their exhibition matchup last weekend, and they were certainly that. So I'm excited to see them out on the court in the regular season opener, and busy time of year, as you said, but fired up for it.
I always feel for you during this time when you're just calling one game after the other. You got to go back and forth between one sport and the next. Do you plan differently? Do you have a different schedule at all for this month?
Look, if that's the biggest problem I have, Aaron, then I'm living a pretty good life.
That is true.
The biggest issue I have is I got to watch Tar Heels play football and basketball.
And that's too
it
much.
It is a busy time of year, and yeah, there is a lot going on. And eventually we're going to have to split up our crew some, which we never like to do. But the schedule's going to dictate it over the Thanksgiving holiday to have every game covered. But it doesn't necessarily change your schedule. It just kind of lengthens your day. And so that's okay. I want to get everybody or want to make sure that we covered as best we can and make sure everybody enjoys listening and enjoy hopefully some big Tar Heel victories. So really excited for this upcoming weekend. And then the next 4 to 6 weeks or so, depending on how many games the Tar Heels play on the football field, that will be really busy here with both sports.
Well, let's start with football. Tar Heels taking on Virginia. Of course, they'll be favored in this one and could potentially clinch the division with a win and some help from a few other teams, but they do have some injuries to deal with. Got the report after the Pitt game, Caleb Hood going down for the season, Noah Taylor obviously out for the season, and that's a big loss for the defense. How do the Tar Heels make up for that?
Yeah, that was such a bummer coming out of what was a great game and just an important win over Pitt last weekend. It was all good feelings until you heard the injury report. And so, yeah, I do think, Aaron, first and foremost, you hate it for those guys and particularly Noah Taylor, you know, because he's out of college eligibility and this will be his last year. He was going back up to Virginia where he had played the previous 4 years, so you knew he was excited for that. And he has NFL aspirations, and to have it happen in the final third of the season just makes it even tougher. So first and foremost, you're just saddened for them because it's never easy to bounce back from. From the team perspective, I do think one silver lining here is that running back and defensive line are two areas where the Tar Heels have recruited very well. And I think Carolina does have a pretty significant depth at those positions. We've seen it on the field at running back. Carolina's played multiple guys there. And while you hate to lose Caleb Hood, of course, you know, Marion Hampton and Elijah Green and DJ Jones and George Pettaway, all those guys have played at different points this season, and I would expect you continue to see those guys. And then with Noah Taylor and also Dez Evans, you know, who unfortunately was also lost for the year, you mix that in with Ray Vahasek, who Carolina lost a couple weeks ago, that's three starters on the defensive line. That's not insignificant. And so Carolina will have to start relying on some younger guys, high-talent guys, highly recruited, but some guys who are likely – have to start showing some increased reps and not necessarily as starters, Aaron. You know, I think the starters are still going to be pretty familiar names and guys who've played a bunch, you know, between Kamen Rucker and Chris Collins, Kevin Hester, Miles Murphy. But then you're going to start to see, I think, Travis Shaw maybe get a little more time and maybe Keyshawn Silver and Kedrick Bingley-Jones and Jacoby Cowan, the Ohio State transfer, who's from Charlotte originally. I think you'll start to see those guys with some elevated snaps in reserve roles. And I'll mention one other name because I know this has been a long answer. Jabari Ritzy is a really versatile player. I would expect to see him moved around some on that defensive line. He's going to play a ton just at different positions where it's needed, depending on the situation and how the game's going.
And then on the other side of the football, Virginia 3-5 on the season. They've struggled, but obviously always a tough trip up to Charlottesville to try to get a win. So what do we expect to see from the Cavaliers? What are the keys to victory for Carolina?
It's been a weird year for Virginia, especially when you juxtapose it with last year, Aaron, because they were so good offensively last year and struggled to stop anybody. And this year it has been 180 degrees the other way. You know, they've really done a nice job defensively. They're holding teams to 340 yards and about 21 points. They really get after quarterbacks. They average better than three sacks per game. But, man, they've just had a tough time scoring, quite honestly. I mean, they've moved the ball some, but they have a tough time putting the ball in the end zone. They're averaging fewer than 17 points per game right now. And Brennan Armstrong, their terrific quarterback, you know, he had a Virginia single-game record last year against Carolina, most passing yards ever by one player against the Tar Heels. He threw for 554 in that 59-39 Carolina win last year. But he just hadn't been able to find the same success this season. It's been a little more of a struggle. And so it's curious because it is so different. I think if you're Carolina, you have to understand that they are going to try to get after Drake May, so you have to protect him. It's going to be a challenge to move the football because they are good on that side. And don't let them get confidence on offense because you know Armstrong is talented enough. He has certainly done it in the past. And so you don't want him to break out of what's been a little bit of a funk this season against you. So try to keep them a little bit down and out on the offensive side.
Speaking with Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels, UNC taking on Virginia in football Saturday at noon. We'll have that game for you here on 97.9 The Hill. And, of course, UNC basketball taking on UNCW on Monday. We'll have that game for you here as well. So turning quickly to basketball as we start to wrap up this conversation, high expectations, obviously, for Carolina coming off that amazing NCAA tournament run. What are your thoughts about this team coming into the season? You mentioned the Johnson C. Smith exhibition, a really great performance there in an exhibition, but they were down four players with injuries as well. So even more impressive considering the lack of bench in that one. What are you thinking about the Heels going into the season?
Yeah, it's a great point, Aaron, because I thought Carolina looked deep and versatile in that game, and that was without four scholarship guys, as you referenced. And in particular, RJ Davis, who I think just poised to have a terrific year for Carolina. And it was a precautionary thing. If that had been a regular season game, he would have played, I believe, last Friday. And he is, barring something crazy, is fully expected to go on Monday against UNCW. So to me, that was the number one thing that stood out was just that Carolina, and again, this was against the Division II team that the Tar Heels were much bigger than, and you would expect Carolina to have a lot of success. But I did think Carolina looked deeper and more versatile. And the versatility part, I just mean the different types of lineups that they can put on the floor. And also, Aaron, I think Carolina has the chance to be really good defensively. And you've heard Hubert Davis say that a couple of times here early in the year, that he feels like that's what can take his team to the next level. I think Carolina has plenty of capability to score. I think if they can take that next level step defensively, they can be a really, really good basketball team, and you can see that it's there. It isn't 100% there all the time, and they're still working on it, but you can absolutely see the potential that they have on that defensive side. So that'll be that journey defensively through the first couple of weeks of the season will be a fun one to watch to see how Carolina improves on that side of things.
Obviously, Leaky Black's going to be the key to the defense, but who's number two there of all the Carolina players? Who do you think is the one that we're going to be talking about the most defensively besides Leaky?
I'll give you two quick answers. I think athletically and just physical ability, Seth Trimble, the young freshman, is really, really advanced physically for his age, and he cares about defense, really likes it and gets into it. And then Pete Nance is he just looks like an old guy out there playing, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. He's in his fifth year of college. He's big. He's in the right place. He talks. He can challenge shots. I mean, he just does all the fundamentally sound things right to help him be a good defender. So I think he's somebody also that could really be a standout on that side, and not necessarily by doing anything outstanding, Aaron, but just by being so solid in everything that he does.
Speaking with Jones Angel, and as we wrap up, just one more question. Getting into the busy season with a whole bunch of games, football games, basketball games, some fun trips, some big rivalry games coming up in the next few weeks. Between now and the beginning of December, is there a game or a trip that you're looking forward to the most?
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, I think there's obviously a couple of really big ones on the football side of things, some big rivalry matchups with State and Wake Forest and Virginia this weekend. I mean, these are all traditional rivals, the games that you've played, you know, over 100 times, the 127th meeting in football. So you always enjoy those type of games. Then on the basketball side, man, Aaron, I tell you what, the first couple of games are all at home against teams that the Tar Heels are going to be expected to beat. But, man, then they go on that trip to Portland, which unfortunately I'm going to I won't be able to go see them play. I'll be here in Chapel Hill for the state football game. But I think all of those games will be interesting. At Indiana after that is one of the hardest places I've ever been with the Tar Heels as far as a road environment to go into. So I think that one will be really fun. Their schedule ratchets up in a big way here in a couple of weeks. So I think you'll get a chance to see them in some really big-time national type of games.
It all begins in the next few days. Looking forward to all of it. Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As always, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to hearing you tomorrow.
Thanks, Aaron. Talk to you soon.